and read those verses as well. Now, the title of my message this morning is Holy Spirit-Filled Influential Mothers. And so you're going to hear the word influential this morning. And so let me also say that mothers is such a wide range today. You might be a grandmother caring for grandkids. You stepped into that mother role. You might be a single mom at home raising children, and that's your picture of a mother. You might be in a situation where you have a spouse in the home with you, a father, and a mother-father relationship. And so let me also just reiterate, the sermon today is going to be about, okay, what should that mom look like in a Christian home? As far as an influential mother, of what does God say to us as moms? But also, there's this whole underlying tone that when God speaks, he not only speaks to the mom, but also to the rest of us as well, of how we should be living our lives. And so, but I want to specifically address moms today, and I hope that you're blessed by this. I hope you're encouraged by this as you continue to mother your children. And I've learning that you never are done mothering your children until the day the good Lord calls you home. And that moves into grandchildren and so on. And so let's hear what the word of the Lord has to say about that. 2 Timothy 1, verse 5. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. And of course, this is Paul writing to a young Timothy, and he knows his upbringing. He knows who his mom and his grandmother was and the great faith that they had. And Timothy had that same kind of a strength and the faith that he had that he walked with as well. Turn with me now to the book of Philippians. Philippians chapter 2, verses, and I'm going to read 3 through 5. So we're going to push verse 4 into that as well. And now this makes me think of my mom, makes me think of a lot of other moms in this congregation. When you hear this, the sacrifice that you make to your children. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. And then to Galatians chapter 5, 6, verse 10. Just back a few pages. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. The word of the Lord, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we've opened your book this morning and we've heard from your word, we pray that your Spirit bring that word to life. Lord, may you fill those who are listening online, those who are gathered here in your sanctuary, in your church today, Lord. May that Spirit open their hearts, minds, and souls to receive your teaching. Lord, I pray too that this message be your message and not mine. I pray you fill me with that same Spirit. In Jesus I pray, amen. I got a little cartoon I want to share with you this morning. And this phrase I want to bring to you. And maybe this is you, moms, today. And so this mother went to her doctor and said, I'm struggling with some things. And so this is what the doctor said. Let's see, he said. You spend 50% of your energy on your job, 50% on your husband, and 50% on your children. I think I see your problem. And hopefully you can do the math and you get that statement this morning. So maybe that is you today, moms. Maybe you're tired. Maybe you're at your wit's end. Maybe you feel blessed today and you feel that God is really doing the great things in your life as you be a mom to your children and the rest of your family. But no one deserves a special day all to herself more than today's mother, today's mom. So I'm here to encourage you as Christian mothers today that what you do matters and it makes a difference in your children's lives. Now, there are some days, and you probably don't feel that way, but let me just tell you that you are doing things that you might not recognize or see or understand, right? Habits are being formed. Conversations are being had as your children grow up in your home. And believe me, it doesn't take very long. It goes by quickly. And you just talk to some mothers that their children are out of the house and there's maybe grandkids around, and they'll often say, where did all that time go? And just to have that one time in their life, maybe for a day, when they could take their children and bring them back to when they were just toddlers. Remember those days, some of you are thinking, boy, you could have my toddlers right now, right? I'd be willing to just for a day. And so, but those times go by so quickly, those times and moments with your children. You know, but let me say this to you this morning. There are many Christian mothers who have been used by the Lord to plant seeds of faith in their children. And you can just look around this church and you see what God is doing. A lot of it is due to what a mother does in the home. The things that they say, the actions that they take. And I'm going to share those things with you this morning from a biblical standpoint. Let's talk about Timothy just a little bit. He's a young man. He had a great mother. He even had a greater grandmother that stood behind that great mother, which I read to you out of the book of Timothy. He came from a generation, generations of strong faith. Now, some of you might have generations of strong faith in your families. And some of you, you might be the first one to step out and be that mom of strong faith. And that's totally fine. I'm glad that you're at that point in your life and that's where you are. Because God is wanting to bless you in those areas of your life. And so this morning, we're going to look at some of those biblical principles that can be lived out, that can capture the spiritual hearts of your children. How many of you moms want your children to be in heaven with you someday? Right? All of us do. Even fathers, they desire that. They want that. And so the things that I'm going to share with you this morning are going to help plant those seeds of faith and for you to get your mind around some of those things. And here's the thing. This past week, you guys know that I'm a father, but I'm not a mother. And here I am preaching to you as moms. And that's a little bit intimidating because I've never been in that role. And so I do not know very little about what's going on. And so apparently it's gotten a little darker up front here this morning. So maybe they can turn the light back on back there. So, Mark, okay, there, thank you very much. So, now you can see me anyway. So, let's continue on. So, we want all our children to know who Jesus Christ is. And so, let me start out with the first step. If you got your outline, you can follow along with me this morning. Influential mothers who want to capture the hearts of their children for Christ, they take to heart what is written in the book of Philippians, which I read you this morning. Specifically, verses 3 and 5, all right? Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility to others, better than yourselves. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Talks about sacrifice, right? Putting others before yourself. And I know that many of you, if not most of you, are good moms, and you sacrifice for your children on a daily basis. The best thing a mother can do for her children and family is to let the humility of Christ flow out of her life for them to see day in and day out, right? A Christian mother who has been taught of the Lord and how to apply this principle in raising her children will know the joy of sacrificial living. You do it because you want to in your life, and you're totally okay with that. A mother, she's been taught the difference between working to get ahead in life and of working for the good of the family, especially for her children's eternal future, right? Of what that looks like. I ask you that question. You know, we want our children to be in heaven. We want them to walk with Jesus Christ. This Christian mother will train, will equip, will care for herself in a way that benefits her family. The things she does, they benefit her family. And a Christian mother will often sacrifice for her children. A mother of godly influence works to keep herself healthy, alert, and well-equipped for the work that God has laid before her. And she will often ask herself, now this is an important question that I want you to get, and it's on the bottom of the screen this morning, and and I think a lot of you do this, but I want to reiterate this to you this morning. And here's the question that I think a mother needs to often ask herself of, how am I doing in the realm of what God has set before me with my children? And it's this. Will this or that, whatever you're involved in life or what stage of life your child is at, will that ensure a Christian upbringing of our children, or will it keep us from the things of God? Right? You can find a lot of things in today's world that pull you away from God. Families, you struggle with that, to balance that in your life. Right? You have to make the decision of what's best for your children when it comes to the things of God in your family. And if you've got a husband that's walking with you through this, you need to consult and work together for the good of your family when it comes to these types of decisions. Because you can find all things, all kinds of things to do that'll pull you away from the things of God. And mothers, that's a question that often you're faced with. And it's not always an easy question to answer for your child. But you'll be rewarded when you make the right one in your life. So ask that question often when you think about the things that affect your home and your children. Here's my next point I want to make with you this morning. Influential mothers are sensitive to the spiritual needs of their children, and they will sacrifice self to plant those seeds. And I'm going to throw other verses out to you this morning. Proverbs 15, verse 4 says this. The tongue that brings healing is a tree of life. Meaning that the words that you speak to your children are so, so important. Fathers, the same for you this morning. The words that you use as parents are so important. Think of it this way. One of our modern day Bible translations, and I believe it comes from the Message, it says this. Kind words bring life, but cruel words, they crush the spirit of your children. So a Christian mother will take to heart the fact that she must surrender to the leading of the Holy Spirit, prompting her to be supportive in her words and actions. How many of you have been in a situation with your children, things have gone on and it's not what you wanted to do, and you find yourself calling a timeout on your own life and you're counting to 10 somewhere in the other room? Have you ever done that? Nope, nobody has. Well, we got a little work to do then. So those things happen. You get it. Where they get the best of you and they're pushing on you. And I know this is going on in your home because it happens in our home, right? I don't think we're the only home that this happens in. So, but those times in your life when we have to weigh our words, critical moments that come up. And the last thing that your child needs to hear from you, maybe when they come home from school and they've had a hard day, and you know that sometimes kids can be cruel to each other in the things that they say, and the last thing they need to hear from you, and they come in the door from school or whatever it is a harsh word. Right? How many of you get an email about your kid's grades or a missing assignment that happens in school? And for you that don't have kids in school anymore, they send you an email now when you miss an assignment, right? They send you an email now of how your kid's doing with your grade. And I don't know how I ever would have survived back in school if my parents would have known half the things that were maybe going on. But that's what it's like today. And so when you come home, you know, don't be critical of that child of yours. Love them. Choose your words wisely. Encourage. Build up. See what's going on in their lives. Because a broken spirit is so hard to heal in a child. And as a mom and a dad, you want to make sure that you don't add to that. You want to encourage. You want to build up. You want to love. And here's something else that I think is so important. Mothers who are under the influence of the Holy Spirit in your life, you're going to see that in those moments of failures that come into your child's life are going to give you opportunities to speak into your child's life. Because you know what? Your child's going to face all kinds of failures in this life. There's going to be hardships. There's going to be disappointments. Things aren't going to go right. And I'm also going to say this to you. Not only does it happen in the school, it can happen in the church even, right? We disappoint each other because we're sinful people. Systems are going to break down. Things aren't going to work like we hope they were. People are going to say the wrong things. And guess what? You're the buffer mom that gets to speak into your child when they face those situations in life to say, you know what, son or daughter, just know that I love you. Just know that these things are going to happen to you. And you're going to get through it. You're going to be stronger for it. Help them understand that failure is a part of life. Amen to that? It is always there. And you are such a critical part, mom, to those types of things in life. How many of you have ever had a child come home and they just had to cry on your shoulder, right? Because their heart's been broken. They've been disappointed in some way. And that's part of life. And how you handle that and how you move ahead with that is so important as a mother and even a father for that part of the way that we raise our children today. So take the time to tell your children who they can be in Christ. Lift them up. Encourage them in their walk. Here's my next point I want to make with you this morning, and another Bible verse to go with it. Christian mothers have the promise of being a positive influence through being supportive and sympathetic. All right? Romans 12, verse 15 says, rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. Holy Spirit led mothers share in the rejoicing and the mourning of their children. There are going to be great days where you get to rejoice and you get to celebrate, and there are going to be hard days where you're going to actually sit and you might even cry with your child from time to time for the things that they find themselves going through. I'm going to date myself just a little bit, but how many of you remember President Ronald Reagan? You got to go all the way back to 1980, right? A great president, when we look back, did great things in his presidency and so on. How many of you remember when the space shuttle left Cape Canaveral in Florida with those crew on, and we were all watching it on TV, and it got a mile above, and some of you are already shaking your heads because you know exactly what happened, don't you? What happened? It blew up. Who was the first person that was, one of the ladies that was on there, you remember who that was? I don't remember her name for sure, but she was a school teacher, and she was a mom who lost her life in that flight. And President Reagan, if you remember, he came on national TV and he explained to the country what had happened. And as he told that story, he wept. He cried on national television, especially for the mom who had lost her life. And people remember that yet to this day, of how he mourned for a family that was mourning the loss of a mother. And so that is so powerful. And so moms, when your children are mourning, for you to mourn with them just speaks volumes into their lives of your heart and your love for them. Do those things when that time comes. Be aware of those moments. You know, I can even give you another example even more powerful than that. Out of John 11, verse 35. Jesus, he wept. In the Bible, when Lazarus died. You remember that? He wept. It's just such a short verse. Jesus wept. He mourned in his loss. All right? But then also Jesus rejoiced in Luke 19, verse 9, when Zacchaeus found salvation. He rejoiced and he celebrated. And so remember those things. We as moms and even dads, we have to remember those things to rejoice when we can rejoice and weep when you're called to weep. So moms, may I encourage you with that this morning. Wherever you find yourself from day to day with your children, live life with them. You have such a powerful effect on your children. Here's the next one I want to visit to you about. Influential mothers are sympathetic, yet there are times when you must be straightforward, right? How many of you have had to be in that situation where you just got to be truthful with your child? You got to lay it out there and you got to tell them, this is how it is. All right? And we have to do that. Proverbs 27, verse 6 says this. It's in the box, in the green box on your screen. Wounds from a friend can be trusted. Meaning that sometimes we got to correct what's going on in their lives. And maybe what you're going to say might be a little bit hurtful, but they have to hear that. Right? They have to be directed in their life of what's right and wrong and where they stand in certain situations. And a Christian mother calls sin, sin. You don't beat around the bush. Now, you can use words that soften that and are grace-filled and stuff, but you still need to point those things out in your children's lives. And there's teaching moments that you can use to change the course of their lives. How many of you have seen bumper stickers in your life that said, real friends don't let real friends drink and drive? You ever seen those? All right. And what are you encouraged to do if you have a friend that's drinking and you know that they shouldn't be driving home? What are you supposed to do? Do what? Take their keys away, right? And what is their response often? They get mad at you and they get angry with you and you know it's best for them because why? Because you don't want them to get in a car accident. You don't want them to kill someone else or even kill themselves. And so you go through the hard things with that friend and taking their keys away because they're not sober enough to drive. That's a good thing, isn't it? So why do you, moms, and I'll even tack on dads here, when you find your kids that are in maybe in the wrong things or maybe they're doing things they shouldn't be involved with, why aren't you speaking out? Right? I encourage you to do that. Direct their path. Encourage them that this is not how we live life in our household. This is not a godly thing that God is blessing you when you're involved in these things. As a parent, it's your job to direct and to guide. And by all means, your kids will mess up. They're going to make mistakes. And so are you. But we're called to do the best we can, right? And Mom, I just want to influence you and I want to encourage you with that type of thinking. You know, and I've talked to many of you that have grown children that have strayed away from God. And that's hard. It's difficult. And I know that it weighs heavy on some of your hearts. And the thing that I want to encourage you with today, some of you as moms, and I know you're out there this morning, is continue to pray. Continue to seek God's peace. Let God do his work in their lives, whomever that is, that has strayed far from God. And may I also say this to you. You know, the actions of your children, you don't get to answer for that someday. Even though you wish it would be different. Because when we become adults, we're responsible for our own actions before God. And so, Mom, don't take that on. That's not your responsibility. You won't answer for that someday as you stand before God. You will answer for the things that you are supposed to do as an influential mother for Christ. But the actions of our adult children, if things go wayward and south, God says, you're not on the hook for that. But he does call us to do our part as moms and even dads for that part. Influential mothers are not only straightforward, but they're also spontaneous. Galatians 6, verse 10. Therefore, as we have opportunity, now listen to that portion of the verse because that's important. Let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers. Speaks of the church, speaks of our own families at home that are under our roof. And when you have opportunity, the Bible says to here as moms, and so you need to be aware when you have teachable moments, right, that come forth in your life, and they come at all kinds of hours of the day and moments in time and whatever you're going through, and you need to stop, and you need to take that teachable moment and use it, whatever that is, to speak into the lives of your children. And may I ask you this, too, as moms, pray. Pray for your children. Pray for opportunities to speak into the lives of your children for things that they need to hear for their lives and from God. That God will use you in a great way. You know, at least this is in our household. There are some times you need to make a decision that is not very popular. You ever had to do that with your child? And you said, son or daughter, you can't go here. You can't do that. But yet the rest of their friends are. And you got to be the one to single them out. And how does that go for you? Do they respond, I totally respect you, Mom. I totally get it and I totally understand. That's not at all how it goes, right? Yeah, those can be some tough moments. But I want to encourage you that you're setting a pathway for your children in those tough moments. And stand firm to your beliefs and your teaching. You know, what you do matters so much to your children. What you allow them to experience, the places you allow them to go and who to go with, that makes a difference. I'm thankful that we live in such a good community of believers and we got good school systems that, you know, we know each other's families very well because of the community we live in. But it's not always that way throughout the rest of the world. And so be diligent in what you do and the things that you let your children be involved in. And so an influential mother, they stir their children's hearts and their minds to the Word of God and God's ways. And sometimes it's hard to do that. And so pray for the Holy Spirit to lead you in those types of moments that come up in your life. I'm going to tell you a story here as we end this morning. The Christian Herald. This is a story that would have came from the Civil War. And I know that's many years ago, but still has such a good, deep meaning of the importance of a mother here this morning. So there was a Christian publication that used to be printed, and I think it quit in 2006, called the Christian Herald. And they've been in publication for over a couple hundred years, and they would have published this story several years ago. But listen to what I'm going to share with you here. There was a Confederate chaplain who was visiting with a wounded soldier on the battlefield. When it came time to pray, the chaplain was surprised that the wounded soldier did not request prayers for healing or recovery or something else. The wounded soldier that lay on the battlefield asked, "Can I pray a prayer of thanksgiving for my mother?" And that chaplain was just floored. And so he began to talk with this young man on the battlefield. And so he requested a prayer of thankfulness for his mom. And that soldier, he wanted a prayer of praise and gratitude to God for giving him a Christian mother who had so much influence in his life. And the Lord enabled him to appreciate the sacrifice that his mother made for him in prayer and in life and the things that she taught him and the ways of God and so on in his life. Not long after that prayer of praise, that soldier died right there on the battlefield next to that chaplain. But before that soldier died, he shared these words with the chaplain. He said, "Please contact my mother and be sure to let her know that I died a believer in Jesus Christ." That is quite a story. That's the power of a mom in your life. And so what you do matters, Mom. And when you're filled by the Holy Spirit, God enables you to do the things that I talked about this morning through you that affect so many families in the world today. And let me also say this with you. There's a great promise in the backside of this that you need to be aware of. And, you know, we're so used to seeing it in Exodus 20 with the Ten Commandments. But here's the promise. God says he will show his love to 1,000 generations of those who love him and keep his commandments. You want to teach God to the next generation? Teach your children about God's love. Live it out in your life, Mom. Share that. Because you sit today in a church that more than likely your mom taught you these things. And her mom taught your mom those things. And I can go way, way back, right? Generations of faith. And that's what that promise is. And so you are part of that today as a mom. May you continue in that steadfast work. May you be blessed in the things that God calls you to do as a mother in your home. Let us pray. Living God, You've loved us with an everlasting love. You've loved us even more as a mother loves her children. Today we give you thanks and praise for the gift of mothers. Lord, we pray for mothers to be who are just beginning to be the bearers of new life in them. May they welcome their forthcoming child with loving anticipation and joy. We pray for young mothers. May they cherish their child with tender care and an unconditional love. We pray for mothers who are separated from their children, maybe because of a war or poverty or conflict or violence, and for any other reason. Comfort them, strengthen their hope, and let them feel your loving embrace. Lord, you promise to wipe away every tear. We pray for all mother figures, those who have loved, surrounded, and shaped us with motherly care and compassion. We especially pray for our own moms this morning, who've nurtured us, who've cared for us, who've sacrificed for us, and Lord, who just plain love us for who we are. We thank you for them. Grant them health. May you bless their work, Lord, and may you go with them. And so, Lord, we also remember those mothers who are no longer with us today. May they live forever in our hearts and memories. Grant them eternal rest and reward of their labors. In Jesus I pray, amen.